Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast for members of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. Hope you are well on this Thursday evening and looking forward to a great weekend. I have had a really interesting week, and in fact, yesterday I was at the Glee event in Birmingham at the NEC, exploring new garden products. Now, Glee is a annual event. I've been going for a few years. You've probably heard me talk about it before. And it is basically the chance. It's where, I guess, garden centres will go to find new products to sell next year. I do the press event in February, which is very much about the press. This is very much for people in the industry. So garden centres, landscape gardeners, they can go and find products and things like that and make connections and what have you. And, you know, I go there with a view. I'm looking to make contact with businesses and things like that. So I'm having a good wander around looking and chatting to stallholders. I was with Lee, my good friend from a Skinny Jean Gardener podcast, and met up with quite a few other people as well while we was there. But something that we noticed early on, we started at one end of the halls and worked our way snaking through each line. We were actually organized and methodical about it, which was good because it meant we actually got round to every single stall. However, one of the problems when you go to these sort of things at a garden show, you are always jumped on by the salespeople, which can get a little annoying. However, at this event, you expect to be jumped on by the salespeople. That's what they're there for. The amount of stallholders that just didn't bother talking to us, you know, they were happy talking amongst themselves, was just ridiculous. You know, it was really annoying. And basically, we and Lee and I felt we couldn't give them our time for that reason. So we moved on. And the people that did give us the time, we'd had a good chat and made real good connections with. We had some companies that literally were grabbing us as we walked past. That's exactly what we want. You know, we want to work with brands in order to bring you guys content and as well as promote their products, providing their products are good, of course. So I was lucky enough to be given a particular product from this event. I've got to go through everything, but this one particular product I'm really quite liking the looks of it. It sounds very promising, particularly in our field. And it's a plug plant starter kit. So the idea is you fill it up with seed compost, you compact it down into these little divots. The lid has little holes in it that you use to pot, where you pot the seed in. You then pot it into another plastic container and pot the lid on and leave it to grow. When you're ready to take the plug plants out and pot them into something a bit bigger, you push it down and all the plug plants pop out, which I thought is quite easy, reusable. So I managed to get one. I'm going to be testing it out before I start promoting it, but I'm hoping we're going to be able to do something with this particular product. So I'm quite impressed with it. The company was called Agagelian, something like that, as I'm reading it. So hopefully I'm going to test this product out and we'll go from there. There's quite a few products under embargo because I'm not even allowed to take photos because they're not out till next year, which is a bit of an annoyance, but hey, it is the way it is. There was indoor hydroponics kits. There was a few new ones of those. Wasn't that many indoor hydroponics as I expected compared to last year. The thing that seemed the most popular this year was Koya compost and Koya products. Huge amount of those, so we are hoping we're going to be able to get in with a compost company like that. There was a company called, I can't remember what the company was called now, but they crush whelk shells, and they use the crushed whelk as like a mulch. Now, I've seen this somebody mentioned it to me. So I managed to talk to this company and I managed to get a sample of that, which I'm going to be trying out. There was a company called Quick Hose, and these have got these good hose connectors. And he gave us a good demonstration. Again, this is a company I want to try and do some work with in the future, purely because I like the idea of the quick hose connectors. I don't really use a hose that much, but when I do, it's always annoying when the bits come off, even though I have decent ones. So that caught my attention as well. And then the final thing that caught my attention was from a company called Garland, who are quite well known in the garden industry. They make a lot of the plastic products, such as composters, water butts. There was seed trays and that sort of thing. You've probably seen them without even realizing. But they've got this new product. It's a root trainer, basically. And I use my root trainers for quite a few years from Hacknix. But they are starting to come apart. So I'm looking and seeing what else is going to be out there to replace them. Because the Hacknix ones were quite inexpensive. And to replace them all would cost quite a bit of money. And I wasn't impressed with how long they seem to have lasted. These ones from Garland look to be much stronger. So I'm definitely going to be buying myself some of those when they are available on the market. So, yeah, lots of things to think about that I can talk about here today with you guys. And keep posted. I'll keep you posted. Now, of course, the big thing this week has been we have now passed 10 years of the Veg Growl podcast. It's been an amazing achievement. And I sit here and I'm just blown away with the fact that I managed to do 10 years. Most podcasts, and I will say this, do not last 10 episodes. So to see it through for 10 years has been an amazing achievement. I'm so pleased and proud with where the podcast has came and gone. So, and I wanted to thank you all for the support you have shown me. I know I say this, and I cannot express just how grateful I am for the support and the feedback and everything. So thank you. Thank you. Now, of course, that means we are at the end of the month. We've sown all our seeds for the month. So what seeds are we sending out that are going in the post tomorrow? So we've got Swiss chard, and this is a variety called Orange Glory. So it should give you a nice orange stem. I like Swiss chard. Some people don't like it, but I like it. And I think it's a great thing to grow in a garden. Plus, it looks good as well. Then we've got pak choi. I'm a big fan of pak choi, especially as we're going into the winter months. So that's going to be another really good one to grow. And those oriental greens always go down well. Then we've got carrot, rainbow mix. Skin into the last chances for sowing carrots. So we're hoping we're going to get more carrots sown and grown this year, and they're going to do well. Chives. Love chives. They're one of my favourite plants to grow. They're herbs. Very good for slug deterrent, apparently, I've been watching. So I'm hoping to get lots of chives grown in various locations. So we're sending that out. I always like to send a herb out, and of course this month that is chives. Turnip. Varieties Millen Purple. Turnip, got a love-hate relationship with, but, you know, it is one that we can grow at this time of year, and it is sort of something that we can feed us with. And then finally, we've got Mustard Red Dragon. Now, you can use this for microgreens, but you can also let it grow into full-size mustard plants as well, and I do enjoy mustard on my beef or something like that. A delicious a little salad green there, to say the least. So finally, my plans for this weekend, on the hope that it's going to give you guys some ideas of what to do. It's going to be a lot of harvesting. Gooseberries, cherries, currants, coming to the end of the broad beans, new potatoes, basically a lot of the sort of soft fruits and a few of the vegetables coming in. We may get our garlic out. I'm not sure yet. I'll see how it goes. And maybe even our onions as well. But again, not quite sure they're just ready yet. A little bit late this year. A little bit behind on many things on that case. So that's generally down the allotment. We also really need to cut back the elder tree that we have down there. It's getting a bit big. So I'm going to cut that down as a matter of urgency. Better go get the hedge trimmer out the shed thinking about it. At home, I'm just looking to sow lots and lots of seeds and start getting the garden tidied up again. I've managed to get a new chainsaw, so cutting down wood has been a breeze. And I want to try and keep on top of that to get the garden looking really nice and tidy. And all the plants are doing okay out there. Growing well. So lots going on. Let me know your plans for this weekend. You know, we are in this weird period where there's not a huge amount to do, but we're moving on slowly with other things at the same time. So yeah, let me know your plans for the weekend. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. You take care. I will be back again on Sunday. I'm probably going to go through tasks for July on Sunday, so stay tuned for that. Bye, guys. You take care. I'll speak to you again next time.